Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. This is Jeannie.
Missed y'all last week, and we're in a really busy time here right now. We're kind of getting down to the heat of it in the finishing renovations and moving, and I have to say, I've still been coughing some. I've been coughing about 6 weeks, but some of that, you know, was from having been sick, but some of it has been from the fact that we've had the carpenter dust and sheetrock dust and paint fumes and all that going on. But I'm getting better. Yeah, I'm going to play a song for y'all, and then we'll get on with the message. Amen, amen. Rest for our soul. It's in Jesus for sure. Anyhow, I am glad to be with y'all here tonight. I always enjoy getting to be here with y'all. like I said, it's a busy time that we're in right now, and our schedules are really full. But I love getting to be here with y'all, and thank y'all for taking time to be with me. I am chewing on cough drops, so if you hear me crunching, that's what that is. This afternoon, the story about David going to battle, the scripture where it says, you know, shall I pursue and recover all? Then I know all of y'all are familiar with that story. But that story kept rolling over and over in my heart this afternoon. And I think what I'm feeling in my heart is that we are entering a time where many things are going to be restored to us, many things that the enemy has stolen through the years. And certainly there has been great loss, you know, the last 2 or 3 years, loss of lives, loss of jobs, loss of income, just so much. I mean, there's been so much loss the last few years. But even going back further, I believe we are in a time that the Lord is going to help us to recover all, that the Lord is going to restore to us the things that the cankerworm has eaten and the locusts have eaten. But I also feel in my heart that a lot of it will have to do, it will play greatly into the whole scenario of how we respond in things. And, you know, in this case, it's in 1 Samuel. David was going to battle with King, I believe that's Achish. And he had been with Saul, but there was a song that they would sing. The people would sing that Saul has killed his thousands, but David has killed his tens of thousands. But David had submitted himself to the under this king. He was going to battle with him, had been serving under him. Anyhow, they were getting ready to go into a large battle, and some of the other men came and said, "We don't trust him. You know, why would he not use this as an opportunity to turn on us, to like further his own name, to further his own cause, and even impress others more?" And they didn't trust him. And the king told those men, he said, "He has given me no reason to distrust him. He has been, as he actually said, he has said, he has been like an angel in my eyes. He has done nothing wrong. He has been loyal. He's been committed. He has fought by our sides. He has been a perfect soldier." But the people, you know, made me think of the accuser of the brethren. You know, these others, even though David had been submitted, he had been loyal, he had done nothing wrong, he had used his talents in battle for his king and was glad to do so, completely in, you know, he was completely in with that. But yet there were those that would go to the king and cast doubt on his integrity and cast doubt, you know, and accuse him and say, "Well, we don't trust him. We don't want him there." And I thought, you know, how often have we had things like that happen in life, you know, with different ones, with ourselves? Maybe we've gone through it yourself. I know I have. Of where you're thinking, "I've done nothing wrong," and yet people are smearing my name, or people are trying to turn others against me. They're trying to turn those that I've been committed to, those that I have, maybe people on the job. You know, maybe it's somewhere that you've worked and others have gone to the bosses and told lies about you or have cast doubt your way. And see, in this case, they not only said they didn't trust him, they actually painted a scenario of, well, why wouldn't he use this opportunity to turn on us, you know, so that it would impress Saul or impress others. You know, why would it, you know, actually paint a picture scenario, you know, how others will do that at times. They'll paint a picture, maybe someone they're like, they've never done anything, and they'll actually come up with a, like I said, paint a picture for them to imagine. You know, in this case, the king told him, he went back to him, he just told him the truth. He said, "You've been great. I have no reason to doubt you, no reason to distrust you, but the men don't want you going. So why don't you return to your camp and go back to what you were doing?" And I'm going to start in 30. It said, but David had about 600 men with him. And it said, when David and his men reached Ziklag, the third day, the Amalekites had raided Negev and Ziklag. They had attacked Ziklag and burned it and had taken captive the women and all who were in it, both young and old. They killed some of them, they killed none of them, but carried off as they went on their way. And that's interesting that they did not harm anybody. They only stole. You know, sometimes even in the middle of our loss, how God protects, how God keeps things. See, because God knows the beginning from the end. He knows. God knew when this happened that he was going to restore all that back to David. David was going to get it back. Anyhow, I'm getting ahead of myself, but I just love how God works. But it said, when David and his men came to Ziklag, they found it destroyed by fire and their wives and sons and daughters taken captive. So David and his men wept aloud until they had no strength left to weep. David's two wives had been captured, Ahinoam of Jezreel and Abigail, the widow of Nabal of Carmel. David was greatly distressed because the men were talking of stoning him. Each one was bitter in their spirit because of his sons and daughters. But David found strength in the Lord his God. You know, when we're going through things, that's where our strength is and is in the Lord. You know, sometimes even those that have been on your side, when things get tough, they'll turn against you. Boy, hadn't we all been there at some point or another. That people that you thought, you know, this is my team here, this is my peoples that's around me. And yet when a situation goes bad, when it affects them, you know, they might be all for you when it's only affecting you. But when it affects them, maybe when it gets in their pocketbook or when it affects their family, then those that have fought by your side, the ones that have been your cheerleaders, those that have, you know, went, yeah, I'm listening, boss, be the very ones maybe that turn against you. And in this case, they were wanting to stone David. Said, but David found strength in the Lord his God. Then David said to Abiathar, the priest, the son of Abimelech, said, bring me the ephod. I love that. See, the ephod is the clothing of the priest. You know, it's the like garment of the priest. And David inquired of the Lord. He put on the ephod and he inquired of the Lord, shall I pursue this raiding party? Will I overtake them? And the Lord said, pursue them. You will certainly overtake them and succeed in the rescue. You know, when we're going through something, and that would be devastating. I mean, to come and your wives have been taken and the children of everyone. The camp burned, all of their goods, their livelihood, all the things that they had stolen. How easy it would have been to react it out of emotion or just, you know, God, why did you let this happen? But David, he remembered who he was. A child of the king. So bring me the priestly garment. See, it is so important when we're going through things not to get into our own emotions. You know, and we have emotions. I know that. I do too. But to always understand that our help is in the Lord. That when things are going on, not to make decisions based on our emotions. Not to make decisions based on the circumstances. I have to say, even in all this remodel, even in the moving and trying to prepare and making sure that the money, that there's enough money to do what we have to do, that at times it can be so easy to step into our reasoning. There's times I've had to catch myself and go, nope, I'm not going to make that decision out of my own intellect. God, what do I do next? God, what do I maybe cast aside? What projects maybe do I drop for now? What order do I need to do this? I have had to lean on the Lord hard in all of this in trying to put it together because it's been rather overwhelming. But see, David, in all of the sorrow, you know, and he did grieve. He said they wept aloud. But yet, he still knew who he was. He still knew who his God was. And he's like, bring me the ephod, the priestly garment. And then said, God, do we pursue? Will we? Is this what we do? And his heart, you know, there's such a pure heart. You see such a pureness, you know, of when even when the king Achish sent him back, and the men accused him. There, at least there's no record here of David going, "That's not true. I've been committed to you," you know, not taking up for himself. He honored the king and went back. And then when the enemy had been there and had raided their camp and burned the camp, taken captive the women and the children, and the men went to stone him, said he encouraged himself in the Lord. I'm pretty sure David, he could have got on his, of course he probably wouldn't have wanted to in front of 600 men, but he could have got on his soapbox and said, hey, my wives were taken too. I've been fighting right along beside all of y'all. You know, I've been with y'all. I've been for y'all. But he didn't. So he encouraged himself in the Lord, and then he went and called for the priestly garment and inquired of God. Anyhow, as they went back, and the Lord told him to go, that surely you will recover all. And it said as they went, they run across this Egyptian that had been a slave of some of these soldiers, and he had gotten sick, and they had just left him to die or to be sick. They went off and left him. And David found him. And he asked him, and it said the kindness. I mean, even the kindness here. Even though this was a slave, it said they fed him and gave him something to drink and nourished him. They were kind to him. And then he asked him, and he said, David said, can you lead me down to the raiding party? And the man asked him, he told him, he said, swear to me before God that you will not kill me or hand me over to my master, and I will take you down there. He led David down, and there they were, scattered over the countryside, eating, drinking, reveling because of the great amount of plunder they had taken from the land of the Philistines and from Judah. David fought them from dusk until the evening of the next day, and none of them got away except 400 young men who rode off on camels and fled. Excuse me. David recovered everything the Amalekites had taken, including his two wives. Nothing was missing. Young or old, boy or girl, plunder or anything else they had taken. David brought everything back. He took all the flocks and herds, and his men drove them ahead of the other livestock, saying, this is David's plunder. And I won't go on with the rest of that for time's sake. It does go on to say that, you know, there had been 200 men that were just so exhausted they couldn't go all the way to the battle, so 200 of them had stayed at the camp, and the other 400 had gone on. And when they come back, and the word calls them evil and troublemakers, the men that were in David's army, there were some that said we shouldn't split the plunder with the 200 that stayed here because they didn't go to battle with us. And David was like, no, the ones that stay back and watch the camp, they get the same cut, the same split as the ones of us that went to battle. And just, I love the heart there of his heart was to do good. You know, even when there were opportunities to have reacted to accusations, to reacted to the hostility of others, you know, when the others wanted a bigger cut rather than sharing with all of those that were part of their army that had been exhausted, just the kindness. And I think in all of the time that we're in, I just so feel in my heart that we are in a time of recovering so much that the enemy, in this case, everything was recovered, but that we are in a time of recovery. But I also firmly believe that how we react to things, do we run to God and say, God, what steps do I take? God, what do you want me to do? Not reacting out of our reasoning, not reacting to what the situation is around us, not reacting to our emotions and acting out, you know. And it can be quite natural to want to defend yourself when you're being attacked and you're innocent. But, you know, the word says even Jesus, when when they accused him, said he didn't defend himself. He kept his mouth shut. You know, as we talk to the Lord and we ask him, there may be times that the Lord says, speak truth, speak out what happened. But I have found so many times that the Lord will have me, you know, not take a stand. The Lord will be like, I'll fight your battles. You know, I'll direct you in this. And I think, you know, the Lord, he wants to see where our heart is. You know, will we submit and come to him? Will we put on that priestly garment and say, God, this is a horrible situation that has happened. And there's been terrible loss, Lord, but what do you want me to do? Is this the way to victory, or is there another way to victory? Lord, not my will, but thy will be done. Anyhow, I think we're in a time of great recovery. But as always, it is definitely a time to really seek the Lord about the things that we do and how we respond to the situations around us. God knows the beginning from the end. Just in that case, God knew when those women and children were taken, God knew that David was going to recover them. He knew that he was going to send them and he would get them back. And when it says that not one of them was harmed, not one, and nothing was lost, God preserved those things. Even though the enemy briefly had them, God preserved it for them. And not only did they get all that back, but they got whatever booty the soldiers, the rest of them would have had. And that's the kind of God we serve. I'm going to test this because I've had sound go off any, so much. I'm going to test this right quick. Well, let me see. If I can remember. Sometimes if I click on one of the songs that's in the studio, if it plays, then I know that you guys have heard me through everything, because there's been numerous times that this computer has kicked off and switched it to my phone. But see, I don't have my phone. I've got my phone, but I don't have, I didn't call in, so let's see. There we go. All right, let me write down the number while y'all listen to that.
Oh, we really wanna go. We really, really wanna go, Lord.
Amen. Lord, draw us after you. Well, Father, I thank you tonight for each and every one. And, Lord, I just speak a blessing over every life and every family represented here. Lord, I just ask that you open our hearts to hear and to receive from you. Lord, we love you. Lord, we thank you. And, Father, we thank you even in the midst of difficulty, even in the midst of hardship. Lord, the seasons that we've been in have been trying. But, Lord, we see the blessing. Lord, we see the blessing because we're yours and we're loved. And, Lord, we treasure you. We honor you. We thank you. Lord, that no matter what happens in this earth, that we are yours, and we rest in that. Lord, we take joy, incredible joy in that. Lord, we just say thank you that we can run to you, Lord, that we can inquire of you, and Lord, that we can crawl up in your lap and rest in you. Lord, show us, teach us the authority we have in Christ. And Lord, give us wisdom in this day. Lord, we so need wisdom. Your word says, if anyone lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives liberally and upbraideth not. So Lord, we thank you in advance for godly wisdom, for supernatural wisdom in the days that lay ahead. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Here we go. 919-292. Let's see. I believe I'm talking to Shaquilla.
Yes. How are you, Gina?
I'm good. Still coughing a little bit, but I feel fine. And
I'm glad you feel better.
I feel good. I just like said, hacking and coughing a little bit. Well, how are you doing? I hadn't got to talk to you in a while.
I'm doing well. I can't complain at all. I can't.
That's good. Let me turn this sound on.
Hello?
There we go. Okay, yeah. No, I was turning the sound down on my phone. It was kind of beeping there. I didn't want it doing that.
Oh.
Well, let's pray for you, Father. Lord, I thank you for Shaquilla, Lord, and I thank you, Lord, for the gratitude that's in her heart, Father. Lord, that her gratitude, Lord, how it pleases you, Lord, that you are pleased and you honor a grateful heart. Lord, you reward a grateful heart. And, Father, I thank you, Lord, for pouring out blessings upon Shaquilla. Father, I thank you, Lord, for bringing her favor. Lord, that she does have favor upon her life. But, Father, I thank you for bringing favor upon her life with her peers. Lord, with those, even, Lord, that would be, Lord, like job, even like in job, people that would be... people that would be like your people that would be like leaders above you, like people, and not only in your job, but people that would be like that you're under in some way, you know, people, you know, in a church, your pastor's over you, or if Sunday school, the Sunday school teacher may be over you. Your job, you may have a boss or a regional manager and things like that, you know, an owner of a business. But Father, I thank you for favor in Shaquilla's life, Lord, the favor that Lord, that the light that is within her, Father, the Spirit of God that is within her, and Lord, even the gifts and the talents that you put within her, Lord, that they be seen by those that are around her, that are in authority, those that are in a position to give favor, those that are in a position, Lord, even to bring blessing, Lord, whether it's raises, whether it's opportunities, whether it's advancement, Lord. And sometimes just even just preference in things, situations. Whereas, there are in situations that we're in where we have the favor of God. So the favor of God will open doors and will create opportunities where otherwise there might not be. the favor of God, the favor of God will open doors that would be shut otherwise. And Father, I thank you, Lord, just for blessing her. Father, I thank you, Lord, for answering her prayers, Lord, for answering her questions. Is there somebody in particular that you have been praying for? I almost want to say a child.
I have been praying for so many people, but there is my little cousin. I've been praying for him because there's a lot going on with him. So, yes.
Okay. I'm not picking it, but it just seemed like I could sense prayers that there's someone, and it seemed like a child, that someone had been on your heart and that you had been praying for them, and just that God honoring those prayers, that, you know, that it being precious to God's heart, but that your prayers being heard. And God does hear our prayers, but there was something special. I'm not picking up anything more than that, but it was just something, some child that you were praying for. And I'm just going to say, keep praying. Keep standing in the gap there. Because your prayers are being heard. Your prayers are being answered. The Lord is moving on your behalf, on that child's behalf there. Oh, Lord, I thank you, Father. Lord, I thank you for that. I thank you for that, Lord.
Thank you.
Hey, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for Shaquilla, Lord, for financially blessing her, Lord. Lord, even the desires of her heart, Lord, some of the desires of her heart being fulfilled, Lord. Things that she's even hidden in her heart. Lord, things that she's hidden in her heart. Lord, that she may or may not have prayed about. You know, sometimes we have those things that we don't really pray about. They're just things that we desire, things that are dreams in us. Things that we think, you know, if I could do that or if this would happen, I would so love that. And Father, I just thank you for bringing to fruition, Lord, some of those desires of Shaquilla's heart, Lord, because you love her. Lord, just simply because you love her. And it pleases you to bless her. So, Father, I just thank you for her. And, Lord, I thank you for the work that she does. Lord, I thank you for the Spirit of God within her that shines forth. And I thank you, Lord, for the favor that is all in her life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, thank you, Lord. Is there anything in particular, hon, that you were wanting prayer about or anything in particular you wanted to tell us? I mean, you know, testimony or something like that?
I would like prayer for my family, if you don't mind.
Sure. Well, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for blessing Shaquilla's family. Lord, for protecting them. Father, for protecting them and providing for them. Lord, for bringing unity and, Father, for calming the storms. Lord, that you just bring a unity. Lord, the word says that where there's strife, there's every evil work. So, Lord, we just say that there can be no place for strife, Lord, that we just speak the love of God over this family. And, Lord, unity even in the Lord, that they would be a family that prays together and seeks God together and worships together, Lord, a family that together, you know, where two or three are gathered together, there the Spirit of the Lord is, Lord, that the unity and the hearts that are intertwined and interlinked with one another with you, Lord, that there's great power there. There's great power in that kind of prayer, and all the more so where family is concerned, because, Lord, family was in your heart first. So, Father, I thank you for touching this family. Lord, for bringing unity. Lord, for bringing peace. Lord, for bringing provision and answers. And, Lord, that they would flow together. Lord, that they would flow like a Lord, like a little oil machine, that they would be able to flow together. Lord, that there would be no pulling or pushing in any sense, and I don't mean that physically, but not any power struggles or contention or anything like that, Lord. But just the love of God be poured out and reside over this family unit, Lord. Lord, we thank you for protecting them, for keeping them safe. Lord, for protecting their health. And Lord, for bringing healing in those areas that need healing, physical, emotional. Lord, wounds and hurts. Lord, even emotional things even sometimes growing up that we encounter. So, Father, I just thank you for keeping them and loving them and blessing them in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, and thank you, Gina.
No, thank you, sweetie, for calling and waiting. And it's good to talk to you.
It's good to talk to you also.
Okay, well, you'll have a blessed week. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I do have two testimonies. Just happened to me today. So I had a bill that I needed to pay, and they told me that I was like $67. It was like $67 past due that I needed to pay. So I left my card in the car when I went back in to pay. I didn't have to pay $67. It rung up $22, and I was like, "Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord." Yeah.
Cash. Yes. And I was like, oh, my God, that's a blessing, because I was in my mind, I was like, oh, God, I'm going to have to pay $67. But that wasn't even it. It was $22 that I had to pay. So I thank God
thank
for
you.
That. And then I went to, where, I was in Walmart, and I was purchasing something from Walmart. When I got to the counter, on the tag it said $48, but when I got to the register, it rung up like $26. I was like, wow, God, thank you, Jesus. All I could say was thank you, Jesus.
That, girl, that's, there's nothing better to say. I mean,
yeah.
For me, even if I get a good parking spot, I'm going, thank you, Jesus, because I think it
yeah.
honors God. You know, it honors
yeah.
God, and I,
yeah.
even a lot of those small things, I
mm-hmm.
believe God's in it. But
yeah,
you know, that can many times be the favor of the Lord too. Just, you know, God bless us, you know, whether he's bringing money to you or he's saving us money, it all still works out
mm-hmm.
the same. It adds money to our pocket. So God's
yeah,
good like that. He is good like that. Well, thank you for sharing, hon. And
mm-hmm.
you have a blessed week.
You as well.
All right.
Thank you again.
Good night. I'll talk to you next time. All right, 910-709. How is Miss Sylvia tonight?
She's fine. How are you?
I'm okay. Actually, hacking and coughing a little bit, but it's getting better. It's a little different
good.
When you got carpenters in the house working in dust and all of that, so it's okay, though. But anyhow, good to talk to you. Has anything exciting been going on in your life?
Oh, no, not. Well, sort of excited. Since December, I haven't been back out to church yet.
Uh-huh.
The Lord said that he was, I guess he wanted me to come aside with him. So I've been in praying and spending time with him. I haven't been back out, to church.
Uh-huh.
So I feel like I'm in a... He has me in a teaching mode.
Mm-hmm. Well, sometimes the Lord does pull us aside, and I tell you what, there's nothing better than spending time with the Lord. That, you know, for me personally, with all of this going on, I have not had as much time with the Lord as I would want. And, you know,
yeah.
I'm a carpenter's
yeah,
house and stuff.
Yeah, because when I was going to church, I guess I was so busy running and ministering that, you know, I didn't spend as much
uh-huh.
time, so I felt like he pulled me aside. He wanted to, you know, talk and do some things in me. So I'm enjoying it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, when you've been really busy, those times of just rest and refreshing and just getting to relax and spend time with the Lord, those are wonderful times. I'm looking forward to some of that. But, yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely. Well, let's pray for you. Father, I thank you for Sylvia. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for her heart of obedience. Lord, that when she hears you speak, Lord, that she obeys. And when you say run, she runs. And Lord, when you say sit still and stay with, spend time with me, Lord, that she does just that. And Lord, I thank you, Father, that you're blessing her, and Lord, that you're refreshing her and rebuilding her up again, Lord. And Father, I thank you. I just keep seeing April. I don't know. I'm. It's like the month of April is standing out to me where you're concerned.
Hey. Amen.
I don't know. Like I said, I'm not getting anything about it, but it's like April. You know, it's like I'm seeing the month of April. And I remember the last time I talked to you, I said a new spring. I remember that. But and once again, I didn't know what a new spring meant. But, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for the new, for the newness. Lord, I thank you for the newness for Sylvia. And, Father, I thank you for some new beginnings. And, Father, I thank you, Lord, for increasing the wisdom and the gifting of discernment. I sense a strong increase in the gift of discernment in your life. And of course, as we know, people have to be, you know, that is discerning of spirits. Thing is, people have spirits. You know, people will say, that's not, you know, a discerning of people. And it's like, yes and no. It's not judging people, but it is people care spirits. You know, and God protects us, and he helps us to know sometimes situations to avoid and sometimes just to know what we're dealing with. I mean, even in the natural, when sicknesses, we're praying for somebody, whether it's a demonic oppression or whether it's an actual sickness, you know, as they say, you can't heal a demon and you can't cast out a sickness. No one needs healing, the other needs cast out. So, Father, I just thank you, Lord, how you're building and, Lord, how that you're orchestrating things around Sylvia's life. Boy, he just is, girl. He just is. I just sense it so strong how God has just, I mean, he has, and you've led him. God has just has placed you, and it's like he's just, almost like you'd see a chess board, you know, how you have play chess and how these strategic moves and how they move those all those chess pieces around, how the Lord has just been able to work with you and you've worked with the Lord, how he's been able to use you, and that's only increasing. Just an obedient heart and an obedient servant of the Lord, and God blessing you for that and God using you in that. And I just expect that to increase. But Father, I thank you, Lord. Father, for using Sylvia, Lord, I thank you for the new days that are ahead of her. And Father, I thank you for the discernment and the wisdom, Lord, that you never send us out. You never send us out unequipped in any way, Lord, that as you send her into bigger arenas, as you send her into bigger challenges and things ahead, things, even doors that have yet to be opened that might seem a little intimidating to her, Lord, that she be reminded that she's been sent out equipped by God. Lord, that it's in you that we breathe, that you that we live, that you that we have our very being. And Lord, that you're going with her. And Father, I thank you, Lord, that as these doors open in the days ahead, Lord, that rather than being intimidated, Lord, that she's going to be excited because she has seen you work. She has seen you go with her. She has seen you, Father, that when something even felt too big for her, Lord, that she has seen you move and use her and work through her, Lord. She has seen you show yourself strong. So, Father, I just speak a blessing over Sylvia and a blessing over her home, Lord, and, Lord, the peace of God over her home. And, Lord, direction for her even where her home or house is concerned, Lord. I thank you, Father, Lord, for answering her prayers and And Lord, giving her direction and all of that. Lord, that there is a time for everything. There's a time for everything. And things, sometimes those things that aren't happening just yet, it doesn't mean it's a no. It just means that there is yet an appointed time. So, Father, I just thank you for the blessing and the waiting and the, Lord, just the joy and the rest that she enjoy every step of the journey. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Have you still been talking to the Lord about a house?
Yes, that's why I got excited when you said April, because she had told me soon.
Okay.
Yes. Yes, I have. That's why. When you said April, because he kept saying soon. And so when you said April, the month of April, I was thinking, like in my spirit, I felt like it was the month of March. And then when you said April, I mean, that's even better. I've waited this long, so, you know, that's good.
Right. You know, and God's time, his timing's always perfect. And I found there's always reasons for his timing, because I know there's been times I have waited and waited for stuff. And then later, when you finally get there, I would look back and go, oh, wow, if I had done that then, it would have been such a wrong move and would have been so much more trouble, you know. God's timing is always perfect, because he knows the beginning from the end.
Amen. April is perfect. Give me time to pack up. That is great.
Well, I don't know that's what the month of April is about, but I don't know that it's not, you know. I just saw the month of April.
I feel like it's either one or the other. One time I tried to step out and go to church, and it didn't happen. So I started asking him, you know, pretty much, you know, when was it time, or did I need to stay in? Because when I get to the end of 1 month, I always ask him, do I stay in or do I go out?
Right.
So
right.
I didn't know. Yeah, but when you said April, I felt like it was a house, because I was feeling March.
Well, I hope it is. And you'll definitely have to call back and let me know.
I will. I will.
Wonderful. Okay.
Thank you for praying for me tonight.
Oh, you're more than welcome, sweetie. I always enjoy talking to you, and it's always my pleasure to pray with you. But you have a good week. Be blessed, and I will talk to you next time.
Okay, you too. Bye.
All right, 903-918. How is Miss Michelle tonight?
I'm fine, and you?
I'm good. You just sound so sweet. You have the best voice. I just love your voice. Well, anyhow, well, good to hear from you. Let's pray for you. Father, I thank you for Michelle. Father and Lord, I do thank you, Lord, for the joy that she brings. Lord, the joy she brings you. Lord, the joy that she brings in the lives of others. Father, I thank you, Lord, that you use her hands, Father. I thank you, Lord, that her hands are hands of a servant. Michelle, I see your hands are hands of service. That so often you submit your hands in service to others and helping others. That you have a servant. You have a heart to help. You have a heart to help those in need. You have a heart to assist people that are needing assistance. And it's that a lot of it's almost like a respect thing. You know, I don't know if that's like older people, just that you have a heart. You have the kind of heart, you know, that when there's a need, you know, whether it's somewhere in the church and they're saying we're having covered dish and who all can cook or whatever, that you'll step up and say, hey, I'll help. I'll do this. I'll help. I'll do that. And Father, I just thank you, Lord, for blessing Michelle. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for guarding her heart, Father, for guarding her heart. Michelle, I have seen this about you several times through the times that I have known you, that you are really called to be an atmosphere changer. You're really called to be more of a thermostat and not a thermometer. And I think the Lord is going to really work with you that in that area even more. Sometimes we can get around people, you know, it's not, a lot of times it can be family, you know, and things like that. Where people, they always, because maybe they knew it was back when or things like that, that they always, they may always see us a certain way, and that they're able to, sometimes they're able to, their conversations, you know, their conversations can almost pull us into old ways of thinking or old habits. You know, you can run across, you know, we're like, we can run into somebody we went to school with, and they're going to talk about the stuff that happened back in school. And some of that stuff you may think, I'm not that person anymore. I'm not the person I was when I was 18, or I'm not the person I was when I was 12. You know, but people will tend to still think of us that way, or they'll still talk to us about those kind of things. And sometimes it can give us the ucks. You know, it can kind of give us the yucks in the heart. But the biggest thing is that we not ever, that it not pull us emotionally back into responding in a way that maybe we would have way back when, because we're not that person anymore. And see, that's where you're called. It just almost seems like an anointing in your life. Called to be able to, when you're around situations, that you're able to change that atmosphere, rather than someone else that might would, you know, someone, there's some people that can come into the room, get talking, and it can just put like a cloud, like a dark cloud over the whole room. You know, there might be 20 people in there, but it's like the atmosphere changes. And sometimes people can pull our chains, or just their demeanor, the way they talk, or their inflections, the way that they talk, the things that they say, their attitudes and the way they say things, it can almost make us want to revert back to some of who we're not anymore. You know, there's a preacher that's out of Oklahoma. He used to say, if you don't know who you are, you'll act like who you're not. And I love that. I thought, that's easy to understand. That's just damn, you know, that's plain talking. That if we don't know who we are in Christ, sometimes we'll act like somebody we're not, you know, that we're not anymore. And anyhow, I'm not sure why I'm telling you this, but you're one that's called, that when you're in those situations, rather than letting anything pull you back into any old ways or their ways, you know, just like when I was talking earlier about David, you know, when those men started to accuse him and things like that, rather than defending himself, he stayed in integrity, enlightened, you know, in light. And I just know God has put it within you. There's a joy within you. There's a joy within your demeanor. There's a joy within your voice. There is something about your voice, girl, that is just, it just brings like a lightness to the atmosphere. It just, you know, when I hear your voice, it makes me happy. It brings, there's a joy in your voice. It just has a, like, lightness to it. And Father, I thank you for blessing Michelle. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for maturing her in you in such a way that when she gets around those situations that would try to bring darkness, that would try to bring a yucky demeanor, Lord, that she's an atmosphere changer, Lord, that she is able through the Spirit of God and through her words and through turning the conversations back to a godly conversation, back to a different way of thinking, Lord, even old mindsets that people have that are dark and depressing or just victim mentality. Many times it's not something ugly, it's just like a victim mentality. And see, we know that we're overcomers in Christ, that we are loved by Father God. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for using Michelle, Lord, that she'll stand strong in you, and that the joy of Christ that's in her heart, Lord, that it would change the atmosphere, Lord, that she be a thermostat and not a thermometer. Lord, that she be one that even, Lord, just through your presence, through worship, through adoration of you, Lord, that those, that and I'll have another word, just that the atmosphere is changed. And, Lord, that others, that maybe it would cause others to start to change the way they think. That sometimes people have looked at the glass half empty so long that it helps them to, their thought processes to flip. So they start to see the blessings. They start to see God in situations. They start to see God in other people, Lord, and that they start searching for you. They start searching for the good and looking for the good and reasons to thank God and reasons to be an uplifter and an encourager. So, Father, I thank you for Michelle, and I speak a blessing over her life. Father, I thank you for adding provision. Father, I thank you for adding health. But Lord, I thank you for the joy of Lord in her life and for the light of God, Lord, that it would just shine through her in an entirely new way this year. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Praise God. I receive it. Praise God.
That's an awesome thing, girl. That's an awesome thing to be able to, and God's called us to that, you know, to be able, you know, sometimes I get around people, I mean, even times my husband, I do it at times, that conversations get negative. And that kind of, I tell you what, a negative conversation, it just gives me the yucks. And sometimes I've had to learn many times just to change the, you know, change the conversation, take it in a different direction. Because sometimes it would be real easy at times for us to go, why are you so negative? I don't know why you're like that, you know. And that never helps. It never helps. But sometimes to just change the conversation and take it in a different direction or even just shed a different light on it. And it many times that's all it takes to kind of flip the switch, so to speak, and take things in a different way. And it'll help the way you feel. You know, having less of that around you, and it'll help the way they feel. It'll help others to feel just encouraged in their heart and to feel bright, you know, feel light rather than darkness.
Yes, yeah. And I believe the Lord has separated me sometimes from that also.
Mm-hmm. He does. He does,
mm-hmm.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we have to get away from it. Well, girl, did you have anything in particular you want prayer for?
I'm believing God for a house also. So could you pray for me concerning it?
Sure. Father, I just thank you, Lord, for houses. Lord, your word says that we would have houses that we didn't build and vineyards that we didn't plant, Lord, that's the blessing of the Lord, and particularly in these last days. And Father, Lord, I thank you for helping Michelle and directing her, Lord, showing her the way, the place, the provision for it, Lord, of a house. And, Lord, you know the desires of her heart. And, Lord, you know even exactly the kind of house she would love to have. Lord, you know exactly the location of where she's to be, Lord, that would be positioning her for her future, Lord. And, Father, I thank you, Lord, that Michelle is willing, Lord, to go where you want her to be. Lord, that we are in a time, Lord, that you're just like you're moving us to a totally different town, Lord, that you are in a time that you're moving people around. You're repositioning people. And, Lord, that willing heart to say, here am I, Lord, send me. Father, I just thank you, Lord, for placing Michelle, Lord, that very place that is a place of abundance for her, a place of blessing for her, Lord, and a place of purpose, Lord, of God's purpose and God's destiny. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for shutting every door that would not be the correct one, Lord, but that she will just feel a peace in her heart, or she'll feel that excitement in her heart when she finds the right place. And Lord, I thank you, Father, that for doing it in a way, Lord, that it would would not be stressful, that it would not be a burden financially, Lord. Lord, that you're able to put this together, Lord, and help her and make a way, even sometimes where there seems to be no way. Lord, that you make the way. So, Lord, I thank you for connecting her to the right people, to the right places, whatever she needs, the right realtor, the right banker, whatever she needs in that situation, Lord, for connecting her to the right ones that will be for her benefit and for her good, and, Lord, for making it a place that you have chosen for her. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I just pray God, showed the call dropped. She must have got cut off. All right, well, maybe she'll call back in. Anyhow, hopefully she heard all of that. Let me get a drink right quick. All right, 205-531. I believe this is Julie May.
Yes, it is.
Hello.
Yes,
you doing all right?
Yes,
all right.
Bless
me. I'm sounding a little stuffed up in here. That's all right. Well, let's pray for you, Father. I thank you for Julia May, and Father, I just thank you, Lord, for the season, for the season. Father, I thank you, Lord, that even as the seasons are changing, Father, I thank you, Lord, for this is unusual, Lord, for changing the seasons around Julia May's life. Father, with the changing of this season, yes, the changing of the season in the winter, where everything has seemed dead, where things have seemed dormant, when things just like, you know, go through the cold and so many, you know, like in the wintertime, you know, you have more flu and all that kind of stuff around. In the wintertime, you know, there's almost no flowers and the grass is dead. We go through those seasons that seem like dead seasons. And then I thank you, Father, that as the spring comes, Lord, and the grass starts to green up and the leaves begin, the little buds on the trees, the flowers start to bloom, Lord, the days get longer, which means more light, more light. You know, in the winter, the days are dark. The days are short, so there's more darkness. But, Father, I thank you for the changing of the season of life. That spring is life, Lord. That those are the seasons where there's more light in our life, where things seem brighter, when there's more color, Lord. That we begin to see like the baby calves and the baby colts and just the beauty, Lord, the beauty of your creation, the beauty in life, Lord, begins to come forth in a new way. And those things that have been dormant begin to come alive, Lord. Those things, those dark days begin to fade away, and we start seeing the light, more goodness, more. Father, I just thank you. Lord, I thank you for that in Julia May's life, Lord, where there's been, seemed like long seasons where there was a lot of darkness, long seasons when things seemed dormant, things seemed lifeless or dead, but not. I just thank you, Lord, for the changing of the season in Julia May's life. And, Lord, those things even around her, Lord, that when that life comes forth and light comes forth. And, Lord, with all of that, there comes new hope, there comes new joy, there comes just new enjoyment and a new outlook of things are changing. Things are changing, and they're changing for the good. So, Father, I thank you for blessing Julia May. Father, for just new hope, new joy, new expectations, Lord. Lord, new things even to focus on. Lord, that as we have gone through difficult situations, and Lord, they require our focus. When we're in the middle of a battle, it requires our focus quite a lot. But I thank you, Lord, for the time and the season to where she can focus on more lighthearted things and more enjoyable things. And Lord, just in a time of rest, a time of refreshing, a time of just being of regeneration, and when those things that have seemed dormant, those things that have seemed dead or lifeless, start to bloom again, and life again, and color again, and light again. And Lord, I just thank you for the blessing in Julia May's life. Lord, for the reward for her, for all that she has sown into others. Lord, how that she has been your hand extended so many times to others, and the prayers that she has sent up. Now, Father, I thank you for days of refreshing and laughter and enjoyment for her. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
That's a good word, girl.
Amen. Amen. Yes.
I don't know about you, but I love spring. That's my favorite time of year. Just when everything is so dark and sad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You like grass, I heard a bird chirping the other day. I said, oh my God, the bird is chirping. These things.
Yo, I love your
Yeah, it hadn't been so long and they were just chirping away.
Mm-hmm. I love hearing the geese when they're around here. There's a big lake on the property behind us, and I just love early in the mornings. If I sit out on the back porch, I'll hear, it's been too cold to sit on the back porch here lately, but early in the mornings, you'll hear those geese back there just a honking and quacking, and I just love that sound.
But never really is that too much.
Well, was there anything you were wanting prayer about tonight, sweetie?
No, just praying for the folks in Ukraine, and God will be done. Mostly keep our eyes focused on Him and trust in Him.
Yeah, I think you're doing that. I think you are doing that. So, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for using Julia May, Father, and blessing her family, Lord, and Lord, just showering them with a blessing they cannot contain. Lord, just continue to protect them and bring healing and bring restoration. And, Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for that new season of joy and light and new beginnings. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Will you be blessed, girl? And it was good to talk to you tonight.
And you be blessed also. Thank you.
Get another drink. All right. 828. Wait a minute. Where am I?
You're here.
Okay, I clicked on one, but I called the other. Let me back up here. 828-989. I believe this is Jennifer.
Yes. Hey, how are you?
I'm okay, girl. A little stuffy sounding, but I'm fine. How are you doing?
I'm struggling a little bit, but I am good. I am blessed.
I could hear that in your voice just a little bit. Okay, well, let's pray for you. Father, I thank you for Jennifer, and Father, I thank you that you are her sustainer. Father, you are the arm that holds her up. You're the hand that holds her up. Father, she has no need to be concerned, Lord, because your arm is not short to save. Jennifer, I just see, like, just the loving Father, just literally, like, propping you up, holding you up, you know, like his arm underneath your arm and just holding you up and encouraging you and loving on you and hugging on you. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for, Lord, just speaking your heart to Jennifer. Father, bringing a lightness to her heart, Father, and those concerns and those burdens, Lord, and Lord, her concerns even for her future, Lord, of what lays ahead for her, Father. Lord, I know that she spends hours, Lord, praying for other people and concern for others. But, Father, I thank you for encouraging Jennifer about her life, about what lays ahead for her, Lord. Lord, about those relationships, Lord, her children, or those things that that concern her, Father. Lord, things that are dear to her heart, those special ones that that she cares so deeply for. Father, that you comfort her heart, that you have them as well. Lord, that you're watching over them. But Father, I thank you, Lord, for reassuring Jennifer of the provision that she would need. And the days that are ahead, Lord, that people are concerned about. Lord, we know that we are in end times, Lord, and we know from the Word that there are serious days ahead. But Father, we rest in you. Lord, we put our hope in you and our trust in you, Lord, because it is you alone that sustains us, and it is you alone that gives us direction. And Lord, even as with the children of Israel, Lord, that when the plagues were going on, Lord, that they were in a safe place. And Lord, even the last plague that would affect everybody, Lord, you gave them direction, and they knew how to be saved. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for bringing those, even that would be like mentors into Jennifer's life, Lord, that would be people, whether it's just one or two, Lord, even, that would bring comfort to her, that those relationships would bring comfort to her, Lord. Just the ability to discuss things with them and talk with them, those that she could trust, that feel like they're full of wisdom. And I don't know if you have somebody in your life like that or now or not, but I don't think I've said anything to you about it before, but I have sensed before one or two people. I don't know if it's a couple or if it's two separate people, but those that would be a little bit older, that would be like trusted souls that you could talk to and pray with, or would pray with you and just mentor you to some degree. Mostly just be treasured friends more than anything. But, you know, even treasured friends, when we allow people in our lives that we trust, everyone to some degree mentors us a little bit, because we glean from each other. You know, it says iron sharpens iron, but just true friendships, we glean things and we learn things from those we're around. You know, if we ever get to the point we're not learning from those that we're around, then we need to do a heart check, because, you know, God's put wonderful things in each one of us, and there's always something that we can learn from one another, and those are treasures. Those are treasures. So, Father, I thank you for comforting Jennifer, Lord, for comforting her and, Lord, reassuring her of her future, of her provision for the future, Lord, of her guidance, Lord, of you taking care of her family. Lord, that the days ahead, that you have them in your hand. And, Lord, that the days that are behind us, they're behind us. Those are things we cannot change. Lord, we learn from them. I'll try not to hold on to regrets, but we learn. And Father, that we just use those things in the past for learning tools. And Lord, ask for your help as we move forward. Lord, that we not make the same mistakes over, but that we continue to grow and increase in wisdom and understanding. The Word says, in all your getting, get understanding. So, Father, I thank you for just bringing the song into Jennifer's heart, or bringing the song even carried upon the wind, Lord. Lord, even as Julia May was talking about hearing the birds sing, Lord, that Jennifer, too, Lord, for all of us, that we will hear the songs upon the wind. We'll hear the songs of the redeemed, the songs, Lord, in nature, the songs. It's like I'm just getting that, like the, you know, as we're outside sometimes, just hearing the rustling in the leaves, hearing the birds, hearing the cows mooing in the distance, whatever we're, you know, if you're close to water, hearing the water flowing. Those are songs that are in God's creation that bring peace, that bring healing. So, Father, I thank you, Lord, for just bringing through Jennifer's ears the songs of creation, the songs, Lord, even of the angels, Lord, the songs that will bring a healing to her heart and a lightness to her heart. And, Lord, a confidence in security. And Lord, I thank you for sweet sleep and sweet dreams. Lord, that she not be troubled in the night. She not be troubled when her head lays on the pillow. She not be troubled in her heart. But Lord, sweet dreams and sweet sleep. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Oh my goodness, thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Wow. Yes, I do have somebody that has come into my life, somebody that I trust, and who's just been a godsend recently. So you're definitely hearing right. And the songs of creation just really, even as you know, that's something that is so important to me. And, you know, I haven't been able to go out there, out in nature for a while, and just hearing you talk about it just brought such calm to my heart.
Yeah.
Such calm.
Praise Jesus. Praise Jesus.
Yeah.
So have you had a reason you haven't been able to go out, or just because of the weather?
It's been the weather, mostly, but lots of pouring rain lately. It was snowed in, and now it's the rain, and
yeah. So,
yeah.
I don't know about the rain, but hopefully most of the cold is quickly to be gone, I hope.
Mhm. Yeah, I definitely see in my future some walks, and I need to be around water again. So that it, you just encouraged me to do that, to take the time to do that, because it is very healing and restorative to me.
It is to me too.
It's where I find the Lord a lot, and a lot of just bring a lot of peace to me. So,
what did you want prayer about, anything in particular, hon?
Just health issues. I'm just struggling with things, and just stand in agreement with me that I am healed. I am.
Absolutely.
But it's been a rough
Absolutely.
Day.
Well, Father, I thank you, Lord, Father, that all pain has to go. And, Lord, I thank you that we just stand on your word. I do too, Lord, that by your stripes we were healed, that we are the healed children of God, cleansed by the blood of the Lamb, every price paid in, not only in full, but extravagantly paid. And, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for allowing each one of us to see ourselves in our hearts, in our minds, Lord, in our imagination, see ourselves walking in divine health, see ourselves, Lord, just whole, perfectly whole. Lord, you said, as many as touch the hem of your garment were made, or that touch were made perfectly whole. And, Lord, I thank you for wholeness for Jennifer. I thank you, Lord, for wholeness for the body of Christ, nothing broken, nothing missing, nothing damaged, nothing worn out. But, Father, I just thank you, Lord. Lord, even her digestive system, Lord, everything coming into alignment, Lord. with your word. Everything working perfectly. Lord, she was fearfully and wonderfully made. Everything working wonderfully as it was created to. And Father, I just thank you for all pain going, Lord, for everything in her system being calmed down, Lord. Any inflammation, any discomfort, Lord, her nervous system and anything else, things being calmed. And I just speak peace to her body. Lord, I speak peace to Jennifer's body. And Lord, I thank you for bringing healing and wholeness and restoration in every place. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you. God bless you. And I pray the same for you, Jeannie.
Oh, thank you, sweetie. Well, God bless you too, hon. And I wish you a good week and a sweet sleep tonight.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
All right. Good night. Well, this thing, it's moving. Okay, let me back up here. Every time I click, it's moving. Okay, all right, 402-214. Hey, Sharon.
Hi, Jeannie.
Yeah,
I thought you were avoiding me. That was quick there. Click on, click off. Okay.
Yep. I had clicked on Jennifer was actually next in line, and I had called her name, but when I clicked, the person before her hung up, which makes this thing scroll. So, but anyhow, I got you.
Wow.
I'm here.
Thank you, honey.
Yeah, this thing.
I'm
oh,
glad
you're
here.
Welcome.
Missed you last week. Hope everything's all right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Father, I thank you for sharing, Father, and I thank you, Lord. I actually sensed this about you the other day, but it's like immediately when I started to pray, it came back. That I had sensed the other day, I think after I had talked to you, that God using you, there's a believability about you to people that have not known the Lord, maybe not known the Lord or maybe not understood the fullness of God. You know, and by that I'm saying people that maybe not believe in miracles, maybe don't believe in healing, maybe don't believe in speaking in tongues or the gifts of the Spirit. See, there's a believability about you that people that have not walked in those things, maybe not been taught, not ever been around it, that you're going to be able to talk to these people and they're gonna believe. You're going to be able to reach out to people, and a lot of it may be in just your everyday talk. Some of it may be in testimony. That doesn't mean necessarily going out and just preaching at people, but there are people, there are going to be people that when they hear it from you, they're going to believe it. And this may be people in your family or people that you've been friends with or, you know, people, you know, from your past that you run into. But Father, I thank you, Lord, for using Sharon as a witness. Father, as a believable witness, that we are all called to be witnesses for Christ. But Lord, I thank you, Father, that as we've all heard that there are people that we can touch that nobody else is going to be able to touch. But Lord, that Sharon is going to be able to touch. She's going to be able to reach. It's going to touch the hearts of people that really wouldn't have, that they wouldn't believe just anybody. They're not the people that have are untaught in some of these things that don't have, they're not churchy. People that don't have a lot of church background, or they've never been around full gospel. They've never been around the gifts of the Spirit and things like that. But see, and, you know, but when they talk to Sharon, Lord, when they find out firsthand things that happen in her life, Lord, that they're going to believe. Lord, they're going to believe. And Father, I thank you for using Sharon as a witness. Lord, that she's going to touch some of those that have been untouchable, some that have just, they've never been in those circles. Lord, some of those people that they've never been on that track. But Lord, that she's going to cross those paths. And she's going to be able to crack that shell, so to speak, to bring a new reality to people that they've never encountered before, or never even, some of them maybe in their living dream, that it was real. You know, that maybe thought it was all just a fable or made up. So I thank you, Lord, for using Sharon in these ways, and Lord, helping her to, Lord, that she's not even doing it on purpose always. Lord, that some of this is just the encounters with relationships and people that she has, and her just telling what has gone on around her life and in her life, and Lord, it making a lasting change in their life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Oh, wow. I mean, how wonderful would that be?
Oh, yeah.
To be able to do something, to do something good for God. I would love to be able to do that.
You know, many times we are doing things and we just don't know it. You know, people don't always voice everything, but you might be surprised at the people that you're affecting their lives and you don't even know.
Yeah. Well, usually it feels like it's affecting them negatively. I don't know. It's funny, though, because I just prayed about having the right words, you know, and there are people in my family that, you know, I'm trying to reach, and, you know, we're coming up on Lent, which for the Catholic, it's, you know, the 40 days before Easter. And Ash Wednesday is this Wednesday, and that's usually when you fasting and prayer. And I've had more trouble reaching Catholics than I have Muslims. But I actually snapped at one the other day. I mean, it just came out. I just looked at him and I said, stop lying to me. I said, lying is a sin. I mean, I must have said that to him three times. Real stern, you know, real angry. And, you know, he just put his head down and then gave me the phone number that he said he didn't have.
Well, that
it was,
that tells it all, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, but I felt bad about, you know, being so harsh, but it just made me so mad. I'm so sick of it.
Yeah.
People lie to me all the time, and they think I don't know. And I do know, and I never really know how to, you know, what to do about it.
Well, I mean, we can't do anything about how other people act. You know, how we respond is a big deal. But, I mean,
I usually don't confront anybody like that, though, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, he was a stranger to me. He was a clerk in a store. But I knew he was lying, intentionally lying to me. And I just get so angry about it that I just, you know, I don't even know if Muslims believe in sins.
You know, we just ask God for guidance in situations, and, you know, and try to,
I know they believe in Mary. I know they respect Mary, so, as Jesus' mother,
I've not really been around other stuff much, so I don't really know much about it. Well, was there anything particular you were talking about tonight?
Yeah, kind of what you touched upon, you know, I'm trying to, it's like blinding the enemy, keeping them away from me so that I can feel joy and help my family, help myself, help my family.
You know
how Satan will throw a lot of stuff at you, distractions, all that? Yeah, I want it to stop.
Yeah.
Or keep me. I've been praying for discernment.
One of the best ways to get rid of the enemy is worship and praise, because the enemy hates that. You know.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, it can be the atmosphere in your home, music, but you know, just worshiping God and thankfulness, because the enemy hates to hear that. You know, and many times it's just light expels the darkness. So,
right.
Many times just going into just thanking God and worshiping God and just, Lord, I just thank you. And dance. But that will many times will cause oppression to leave.
Yes.
Or it may come back later, but it absolutely helps.
Actually, Jeannie, would you specifically pray for my grandson, Gabriel? Because he's been under a lot of oppression.
Okay. How old is Gabriel?
13.
13, okay.
Can't believe it, but yeah.
Well, Father, I thank you for Gabriel, Lord, and I just thank you, Lord, for putting a hedge of protection around him, Father, Lord. Lord, just protecting his little mind and his little heart, Father. Lord, I just ask that you would direct his steps where his friends are. Lord, the little groups he's around or the ones that he spends time with and play time with and things, Lord, that you would direct his steps, Lord, and direct him, help him, Lord, to connect to kids, Lord, that would be helpful for him, that would be uplifting for him, Lord, those that would be good influences and not influences in negative ways. And Father, I just thank you, Lord, for speaking to him in dreams and things, Lord, for protecting his little heart, Lord, and just, Lord, visiting him, Father, letting him know how much you love him and that you're real and that you're with him and, Lord, that you know him by name. And Father, I just thank you, Lord, for even, Lord, in his school working things, Lord, giving him favor, Father, giving him the ability to really concentrate and things that would bring concern to his little heart, things that would upset him. Father, that you would just give him peace in his heart where that he can concentrate on his studies and the things that he needs to do, Lord. And Father, even direct his parents. Lord, even sometimes some of the games, video games and various things can bring an oppression on kids, just things that the little eyes don't need to be seeing. And Lord, help his parents to have wisdom in what they allow him even to play with or to fool with. Lord, kids are exposed to so much these days. But Lord, protect him and give him wisdom, Lord. Father, thank you for putting the angels around him. And Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for connecting him with friendships and relationships that would be healthy and good for him. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you so much. Yeah, that's a big concern, is you don't know those games, and he's on it all the time.
Yeah,
you know, especially
that,
when they got home with COVID, he had to do everything on the internet, and so he got isolated and internet all the time, you know?
Yeah, and that's just where parents got to really double-check what they're doing and have wisdom of what's not healthy for them, because some of that stuff is just pretty frank, you know. Okay.
Oh, it is. And a lot of it's hidden. You know, you don't even know it's there.
Right. Yeah, that's
well, thank you.
Well, you're more than welcome, hon. And I'm glad I got to you, and wish you
too. And I hope you maybe you should wear a mask with them doing all that work in your house, you know.
Yeah.
Whenever
that does. Yeah, I think probably by this weekend I may have to go ahead they're fixing to start tearing the kitchen out next week, I think. So I'm probably going to have to go ahead and move on up to Winsboro and drive back and forth down here to kind of oversee things. But we're literally in the middle of starting to transition, going to have to transition animals and everything. So we're kind of in the heat of it now.
Oh,
so.
Man. Yeah, that's a lot of work. And then you've got to be there. When the animals are there, you've got to be there to watch them.
Yeah.
Good neighbors? Have you met any good neighbors?
No, we haven't been up there enough yet to meet any of the neighbors yet. So, and there's not many neighbors. I mean, it's out in the country, so you know there's three or four neighbors that are, you know, quarter mile apart. But
right.
All right.
All right.
You
well,
have
you're
a good
in my
time. And you
thank
have a good,
you.
All right. See you later.
All right, honey. Bye.
All right. All right. 334-590. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, I'm Jayla.
Jayla?
Yes.
Okay. Let me. Well, good to talk to you, Jayla. I don't know that I've ever talked to you before. The name's not familiar to me. What state are you
been
from?
Been a long time. I'm from Alabama, but I'm in New York currently.
Well,
New Jersey area.
Well, thank you for thank you for holding and waiting long. You're probably the last one I'm gonna have time to pray for. But Father, I thank you for Jayla. Father, I thank you, Lord, for directing her steps. Father, I thank you, Lord, that even where there may be insecurities, Lord, at times that there are so many situations around us now that can cause concern, and we can feel a little insecure at times, you know, just not sure if everything's going to be okay. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for helping Jayla. Lord, I thank you, Father, for just comforting her. And Lord, at times if she might feel a little cautious. Even Lord, about people, certain people that would be around her. That, you know, sometimes it just our senses go up, and we'll feel, you know, there be people around us that we'll kind of feel a little on edge about. Different ones that you know, sometimes just like our caution button goes off of, you know, I've done that before, that there would be different ones around me that I would feel that a leeriness a little bit, and it's not react to it, but that's when I would just go, Lord, if there's something I need to know or something I need to see, Lord, give me wisdom, give me insight, give me discernment, Lord, and protect me, keep me. And that doesn't always mean physical harm. It can be in business deals, it can be in jobs, it can be in any number of things. But Father, I thank you, Lord, just for covering Jayla and keeping her, Lord. Father, I thank you, Lord, for not only protecting her, Lord, but the best paths for her. Lord, those God-chosen paths, Lord, that even where her future is concerned, her, Lord, the things that she loves to do and the things, her pursuits. Huh. I don't know if this is like career, but something... It's like I'm picking up something that you're pursuing. I don't know if that's a career of some sort, a pastime. Lord, that in her pursuits that you would help her, Father, in directing her steps into what is best for her. Lord, not just best, but in keeping her, in directing her steps, Lord, connecting her to the right people. And Lord, even if you tweak her plans some, Lord, even sometimes, Lord, you come in and we think we have a plan, and Lord, sometimes you tweak them a little. It doesn't mean that you totally change everything, but Lord, that you redirect us in some areas that ends up really being much more for our good and much more prosperous for us and much more enjoyable for us, and those things where our gifts and our talents are more recognized, Lord. That sometimes just a little bit redirection ends up being so much better for us, Lord. I hope that's making sense to you, Jayla.
It is. It really is. Wow.
And Lord, I just thank you, Father, for blessing her. Father, that as your word says, we'll hear a voice behind us saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. Lord, that you would direct her steps, and Lord, that she be willing, Lord, to make those changes, Lord, as you bring things to light, as you put that tug in her heart, Lord, that she willing to make those changes, because Lord, it's going to be for her good, it's going to be for her blessing. in her ultimate those things that ultimately bring dreams to pass for her. In Jesus' name, amen. I don't I don't know if you're in New York for job things and pursuits and things that you dreams that you want to come to pass. But it was just a sense of God maybe tweaking that some, and it just being you know, sometimes we will have a plan and it maybe not be a bad plan, but God makes making some little changes to it. And it ends up being better for us.
Wow. That's literally what I feel like I've been experiencing because coming up here, I had the mindset that I was going to go to school for something. I had this big battle between, like, trying to go to, like, either law school or, like, go to a grad program or something else. And that has been, like, one of the largest struggles for me because it's, like, two completely different career paths. And one of them, like, obviously law school is more focused on, you know, academics, whereas the other thing that God, at this point, I know that God has put on my spirit, like, in the sense of, like, fashion, like, beauty. And it's like I've been fighting it for so long, but it's like God is literally and everything that I try to step in the other direction or another direction, even like to go through like my major that I have now, or I mean, not my major, I'm sorry, but my degree that I have, it's like, well, I don't really want you in that. I want you to focus more on this. And it's like, you know, the creative spaces are a little bit, it's not as much stability clearly in that. And, you know, I was raised, you know, to try to do things not only that it might have like a some type of like academic, I don't know the word I'm looking for, but you know, something like that, or some type of stability,
right,
to look for a job or a career based around that more or less than, you know, pursuing things of a creative passion that I've had.
Right.
So
yeah.
That's been a big thing.
But sometimes
thing.
That may be just exactly the place that you know, God wants to bring out. I understand, you know, particularly parents, they want us to have financial security and things with insurance and all of the benefits, and may tend to take us something, like you said, more academic, you know, where you think that you'll have financial stability and things and job opportunities.
Right.
But if many times someone that's very gifted and very creative and artistic and things, I mean, there's wonderful opportunity there too, and it all just depends on what God is drawing us to, because God knows the doors that He's going to open and how He can use you wherever He puts you. You know, God can bring great blessing in those areas too. So, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for helping Jayla, Lord, for directing her steps and making that path clear, Lord, opening the right doors and that they just swing wide before her so that she knows, Lord, and close every door that's not the proper door. But, Lord, give her a peace of God in her heart, Lord, and just a big green light so that she would know for sure the direction she's to go. Amen.
Amen. Wow.
Amen.
That's on point. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. Well, I think I am out of time. It's given me the little prompt that I better log off. So you be blessed, Jayla. I'm glad I got to talk to you tonight.
Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you. I'm sorry. Once again, I didn't quite get to everybody. I need to go a little faster. But anyhow, I'm out of time tonight. God bless you, each and every one. Randy will be on here at 9 o'clock. And if I didn't get you, please call back in and see if you can get on with him and him pray for you. God bless you. Good night.
Good night.